Welcome to the Military One Source podcast. Military One Source is an official program of the Defense Department with tools, information, and resources to help families navigate all aspects of military life. For more information, visit MilitaryOneSource.mil.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bruce Moody. Today, I am at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay in Georgia. And really loving it. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. And I have some really friendly people with me today. And we're going to talk about a program that they have that allows people who are new to the community, who have just PCS'd into the Kings Bay area, kind of get a feel of where they are, what's what, how things work, and really how to navigate the community. And really what that means when a family is brand new, sometimes to the military in general, sometimes to brand new to a community, and what it means to have that understanding of what's around. Maybe, Lisa, we can start with you. Lisa, so you direct the Fleet and Family Support Center. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Lisa Mastone, and I'm the Integrated Program Prevention Supervisor here at Fleet and Family.
Okay, there we go. So really quick, give me a sense of the program that we're talking about. What is this and how does it work?
The indoctrination program was created in order to kind of love up on people when they first come here, to show that Kings Bay has a lot to offer, to build a foundation both on the base and off the base. So we really tapped into the hub of where our submarine sailors were coming, the community as a whole, and put something together that would create that foundation.
Okay. And let's get a military perspective on this. I've got in the room. So we're actually going to get a community perspective on this, too, because in the room with me is Allison Shores, who's from Camden County, which is where Kings Bay is located. And you have a role of helping the Navy connect their new residents, their new sailors and their new families to the Camden County everything. So we'll get to you. But I want to hear from, so both of you are Master Chiefs. Can you introduce yourselves and give me your titles as well?
My name is Master Chief Steve Steiger. I am the SRS-36 CMC. SRS-36 is the Submarine Readiness Squadron, and we help facilitate our in-doc sailors through that command.
I'm Josh Williams, the Submarine Group 10 Command Master Chief. We're somewhat of the overarching command for the area. We don't run the base, but all of the operational sailors and most of the new inbound sailors flow under our organization.
Now, when you do have inbound sailors, they're coming to work for the command, but they also have to balance their lives as well. So what does a course like this mean to you?
This course really gets after what Admiral Buchanan and I were looking to do, is improve connections amongst sailors and the community. It's a stressful time as a sailor makes a transition from a new location, whether it's a training site up in Groton, Connecticut, coming to Kings Bay, or it's someone coming to a new command from Bangor, Washington, or some of the other submarine home ports. That transition is stressful. You don't know where you're going to get your clothes washed. You don't know what stores are best to get your food at. This program that we liaised with Fleet and Family and our Camden County partnerships really helps bridge those stressors, bridge those gaps. It helps people get started on the right foot, connecting both with their new command and connecting with the community.
So, Lisa, what are some of these stressors? What are some of the questions that sailors, families have? Or maybe what are the questions that they're not even aware that they should be asking?
Oh, that's a great question. Everything. I mean, I think Master Chief Williams hit it perfectly. We get kind of set on where we live at home and where we go to the grocery store, where we get our hair done, where we get our nails done, where the great restaurants are at, where the parks are at for our children, where daycares are at for our children. We get up, we PCS, and we go someplace new and go, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? So I think, again, this bridges that foundation to be able to say, these are some great places for us to go out. Allison has done an amazing job of putting together a tour that not just walks people into different places, shows them different places where they get their driver's license. Everything that they could possibly think of may not be on the tour, but there's resources for them. So not only are we showing them, we're telling them, but we're giving them resources also.
There is that period of time when you're just, I mean, none of it, it's all important because you don't know where anything is. And that scramble takes time. It takes energy. It takes emotions. It can be very stressful because on top of that, you're trying to hit the ground running with the mission. So Are you able to see any feedback or any sort of response that sailors have from taking this course?
I do. I get to see the feedback, and usually it is in the realm of one of the best in-doc programs that they've seen. They come to us, like Mass Chief Williams said, from all over the country. They come from Power School up in Charleston. They come from Groton and other commands. And when they come here, they're blown away by the welcoming that they have in the community. And they're also, I don't know what else to say other than they're blown away by it. And I constantly get sheets that say, best in-doc program I've ever seen. So, and that's coming from seasoned sailors as well.
So I'm a retired Navy chief and would always have some sort of a check-in program when I got to a new installation. But the in-doc programs, the ones that were really good, were the ones overseas. This is unusual. This is a stateside assignment. So what sort of value are you putting into the need for people to understand what's around them?
High need. We have seen socially, the population has just changed. So people are no longer going out the way that they used to, or they're just not going out the way they used to. They're not socially coming together. They're not going to family readiness groups or balls the way they used to, or anything that's really on the base. They're not coming back around to that. So this hits a couple different wickets with regarding like protective factors. This is building a community, knowing that there's a community on the base, knowing that there's a community out in town, and that truthfully, although a lot of different bases, there seems to be one of, you know, there's a base and there's a community, and there's two different things. Here we have of one. There's a bridge now that overlaps between the base and the community so that people are feeling like they're part of something.
Alice, I want to get to the community aspect in just a moment, but you touched on the protective factors. This is a really important part. When somebody's feeling isolated, either because they're anxious about going out or they simply don't know where to go, address the protective factors and what this program does to address that.
So protective factors kind of being something that reduces the likelihood of a negative reaction or something. This hits a few different wickets. And positive attitude, strong social support, community engagement, and building those relationships. So that's really what we're looking for. So again, it's not a windshield tour. It's not just pointing things to people. It's not giving them a piece of paper and saying, go here. We are literally taking people into different places, walking them in, having them get to know persons. And again, they get to know persons that are also in the in-doc program. Sometimes when persons go to a command, they get to know just command persons. This offers them, again, different persons that they can network with and build relationships with.
Yeah, and for people who don't speak military, a windshield tour is driving around and pointing and saying, that's your DMV as you're in the passing lane. Maybe slowing down a little bit, but saying, yep, make a note of that. That's your DMV. This is a nice restaurant. How about this? How about that? You do it very, very differently. You actually go into the parking lot, get out of the car, you walk into the building, and you show them the DMV. You mentioned nail salons. All the stuff that gets somebody back to normal as quickly as possible. So, Allison, the other side of this program seems to be in introducing the community to the Navy. And so what does that mean to you, or how does that work? What are you trying to achieve when you're introducing the Navy to the local community?
So I'm Allison Shores with the Camden County Chamber of Commerce. Been there about 7.5 years. So what we're trying to do with this tour is really, it is to introduce both the Navy to these businesses or our community, and also the community to the Navy, like you said. But I think our business community has struggled with knowing how to reach the Navy, the sailors, to really have an impact and for them to know they were here. So I think actually taking them in, and our business owners have 4 to 5 minutes to give them a little spiel, welcome them, maybe give them a little, you know, gift card or something to come back and answer any questions. And it's just been, what we've seen is that these sailors are coming back to these places, and that's what's making the difference. So while they may not be interested in every single thing that we take them to on the tour, they are going back to the places that they liked. And so they're finding people or places that they're connecting, and that's what we're trying to do.
And that all adds up. The home life is more stable. When somebody has stuff wrapped up at home, they can focus on the mission. Can you talk a little bit about that, the importance of a sailor, a service member, being able to know that their concerns are being addressed so that they can focus on the mission?
So, I mean, not to boast, but here in Kings Bay, we support the number one mission in the Department of Defense, and it's a highly technical job that we need our sailors to do and our Marines to do. but you're not going to be able to begin digesting mission requirements until your family needs are met, until you're in the right state of mind, until you're taken care of as a person. You're not ready to add the maximum value to the team. So we need to make sure you are individually taken care of before you're truly absorbed in the team and given a mission.
Do we have any examples of sailors that you saw or family members that you've seen who, when they feel that they've arrived at knowing their surroundings, were better able to navigate life, navigate the mission, take care of the family? Any stories that you can share?
Definitely on the service member side, probably the Master Chiefs here. But I mean, when family members are coming in and saying, hey, we met you at NDOC, or we're doing something as a result of it, I think that that's our ultimate payoff, if that's what you're looking for. But like Allison talked about, when persons are coming back to the place and saying, this is something for me, or we see people that come in to say, I'm here because of that, I think that that's our payoff to say that we're doing something right.
And do you have any examples to share of sailors?
When I first got here to Kings Bay about 2 years ago, I was welcomed by Fleet and Family and working with the NDOC program. And it was one of the things that Master Chief Williams had already gotten started. And I got to come alongside and be a part of that work. But being able to see the businesses that we are supporting out in the community, meeting with some people that are in the community, like Admiral Konitsny, it really was able to help my family enjoy and love being here in Kings Bay, Georgia, to help support those warfighters. And so for me personally, it has paid off. And that's just one thing that comes to mind.
Another thing about being in the community is that a military installation is generally a very large part of a community. The number of people they employ, the business it generates, the relationships that are formed. Because the military community is generally looking for ways to make their surrounding communities a little bit better. There's a lot of volunteerism that comes around from an installation, from the military community. That's just our ethos. You know, you put us in a community and we're going to look around to see what we might be able to do to make it better. Does that add up to be an encouragement for people to get out into their community and understand just how much they're welcome or how much they personally may have to offer?
Well, I think that, you know, what I've seen off this tour is, you know, people don't explore, like you were saying earlier, people don't get out and explore their community when they first get here. So I think I've seen, you know, when I first get them in the morning, they're not wanting to do this tour. They're not awake yet. They're not, you know, and by the time we hit the gun range and stuff, they're so excited. And usually by the end of the day, they're already trying to figure out where they can get involved, whether it's being a volunteer firefighter or doing something like that in our community, helping out with some of our local events. I've had several of people on tour with me will come back that weekend and help volunteer with an event we have going on. That's just one example of how they've really gotten involved. I already forgot your question, so I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Start talking.
That's all right. I'm already thinking of the next one, because what I'm hearing is we have a generation of people who are more plugged in, and maybe to their detriment. And when you have these sorts of programs that bring people physically together, which take people physically out into the community versus just being in a digital environment, do you see a difference in that?
You do. So again, the digital environment is where they're comfortable. And so if you allow them to break out of that strictly digital environment, but you make it comfortable, then they're going to be able to grow as people and make connections in the community. This is kind of one of those safe spaces, right? So they're getting out, they're seeing the community, they're engaging new people, but it's not under stressful conditions. You know?
I want to get back to some of the benefits of the program and what those might be, what you see in your sailors when it comes to the benefits they're experiencing.
So for the benefits, we believe that in the Navy, you have to have great people. And part of being a great person is taking care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. And when we offer this to our sailors, we ask them spiritually, what are you doing to take care of others around you? What are you doing to help people in the community? And I've had a few sailors that have gone, and now they're volunteering at the animal shelter. I have sailors that are going, and they're volunteering at a local dance troupe and getting involved with the AV and getting them out of their barracks room and into the community. Oh, and the food pantry, the Marines, and a lot of our submarines here volunteer a lot at food pantry as well, and seeing that there are other people that may not have it as good as they do, and also giving them an opportunity to be the be a servant. And that's what we're asking for our people.
I really appreciate the time. Thank you for what you do to the sailors here. And we'll end it there. I also appreciate the time you coming to talk with me today. Want to remind everybody that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always love to hear from you. We have a link in the program notes. You can send us a question or a comment or a suggestion for a new podcast episode, or maybe you can invite us to your installation. We'd love that. We have a link in the program notes for that. So, and also be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, because we cover a wide range of topics to help military families navigate military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.